November 11th, 2020. Memorial of St. Martin of Tours, Bishop.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to Titus. Beloved, remind them to be under the control of magistrates and authorities, to be obedient, to be open to every good enterprise. They are to slander no one, to be peaceable, considerate, exercising all graciousness toward everyone. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, deluded, slaves to various desires and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful ourselves and hating one another. But when the kindness and generous love of God our Savior appeared, not because of any righteous deeds we had done, but because of His mercy, He saved us through the bath of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He richly poured out on us through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that we might be justified by His grace and become heirs in hope of eternal life. The Word of the Lord.
The Responsorial Psalm. The response is, "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures He gives me repose. Beside restful waters He leads me. He refreshes my soul. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. He guides me in right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil. For You are at my side, with Your rod and Your staff that give me courage. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want."
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. As Jesus continued His journey to Jerusalem, He traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As He was entering a village, 10 lepers met Him. They stood at a distance from Him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when He saw them, He said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed, and one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked Him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then He said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.